This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
For over 10 years, VOC Nation has taken listeners behind the scenes of the greatest moments in pro wrestling history. Our hosts are not only experts on the business, but have lived in the business. Subscribe and hear weekly podcasts from hosts like legendary pro wrestling journalist Bill Apter, former Impact Wrestling star Wes Briscoe, former WWE and AWA broadcaster Ken Resnick, former WWE and TNA star Shelly Martinez, former WCW star The Maestro, NWA legend The Raging Bull, Manny Fernandez, and much more. VOC Nation programming is free on most major podcasting apps, including iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and Radio.com. And video podcasts and bonus content is available on Patreon for as low as $3 a month. What are you waiting for? Head to VOCNation.com and dig into the most comprehensive podcast network built for pro wrestling fans. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at VOC Nation Wrestling Network and follow us on Twitter at VOC Nation.
It's Wednesday. It's 3 o'clock, so you know what that means. It's time for Shelly Live on VOCNation.com.
Hola, 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 hola. You are listening and possibly watching Shelly Live here on VOC Nation. I am your hostess with the mostest, Shelly from Calais, and I'm joined by my lovely co-host. Oh my goodness, I already messed up. My lovely co-host, Danny Kilford.
Here I am. I'm pale, but I made it.
You did. And next time we'll make sure that your phone is plugged in, or all charged up so you can use the microphone.
Yes, so I will project. Hopefully you guys can hear me. Otherwise, I'm just going to be a loud mouth.
All
hey!
Right.
Hi!
What's so funny is Danielle is in her room, so there's like a teensy bit of a lag on here, but then I hear her over here or whatever. So here's what's going on. So the good old people at VOC Nation had mentioned to me, hey, you know, why not do the show where it's part video? We can do it for our premiums. And I thought, you know what? Fine. Let's do it. Let's check it out. And so here we are. I'm going to try my best. I think it's so much fun that I can go back and forth like this. And for me to do this, like, record only, I had to pay for this. You guys better be tuning in. What?
You invested.
I did. And I'm also going to be using this for my secret society as well. So that'll be a lot of fun. I mean, me and Stoner Jesus use this. So look at, I could do fancy things like, don't mess up, Shelly. Don't mess up. What?
Let's do fancy things.
You need a microphone. I could do fancy things like this. Shelly Live, Wednesdays.
Do I need just speak close?
All I see is your teeth. So I don't like that. That's ugly. No, no, no. Don't be doing that. And then look at, I can
go. Do I have to yell?
It's not yelling. It's that it's echoey, kind of. Not echoey, like the people listening, but like, I don't know. It just doesn't sound clear and crisp.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. That's all right. So we're going to try to do our best. I think that there's a way to, let's see, if I push this button, what happens? Logo. overlay video clips. Yeah. Video clips. Yeah. Can I do it live right here? Let me see. Photo. Can you see any of this on the screen? No.
I just see you are totally like no screen.
Okay. So let me see here. I'm going to let this download right quick. This video clip, I should have done this before as well. Oh, no, that's not right. This one. This one. A lot of things are going on. Let's see. It's downloading.
Okay.
Do you see me, though, or am I dark?
No, I don't see you at all. It's all, like, totally, like, black screen. I've only had two hard-boiled eggs. I'm really
hungry. Oh, it was the wrong type, so then it didn't even let me do it. All right, it's okay. I'll do it another time. Okay, so default. Bubble. Yeah, I like the bubble. Banners. Yeah, I like the bubble.
What bubble? You blowing bubble? Where it says
No, don't you see where it says Shelly Live Wednesdays at 3, 6 p.m.?
Yeah.
You see that? That's what I'm talking about. Like, it says, like, watch, I'll show you.
Ah, oh, I see a little pop-up.
Yeah. And when I was saying the bubble, there was different styles where you can have that, where like the little black part. See, look at watch. See?
Oh.
And then there's that way. And then there's that. That's how it was. That was too big. I kind of like that one too. Which one do you think looks better? That one or this one?
I like that one.
This one. Yeah, me too. Okay.
It's more like attracts your eye.
Okay, so now let me get rid of it. Hide. Okay. 9 minutes and 35 seconds in. I think, well, like, here's what I was trying to do. There's a way for me to share videos, but the video I was trying to share wasn't the right format, so that didn't work out. But next time, I'll make sure to get it together. But we did have a Wine Wednesday last week, so you guys will be able to see that in just a little bit. It was really awesome. So, and it was St. Patrick's Day. So... yeah, we got that for you guys. I'm pretty excited to try this out and see how things go. You know, it is easier to have Danielle like sitting right next to me, but back in the day when we had Funtime Radio and Martinez Girls Radio, this is what we would do. It wouldn't be video, but, for Danielle to have, like, we didn't have to share a microphone. She would call in and that would be her audio feed. And it was so much fun.
It was. It was like we were having a phone conversation, and it's like what the listeners heard was two people basically just like chit-chatting on the phone, and they got to intrude in that and like, oh, that's fun. It's like a conversation happening.
Totally. Totally. So I'm hoping that this works out. I'm sure we'll have glitches. We've used this on, again, the Shelly and Stoner Jesus Smokeout, ShellySJSmokeout.com. We use it on there, and we have glitches every now and then, but nothing too crazy, especially for using it here for Shelly Live. It's pretty easy because we're literally in the same house, whereas Stoner Jesus and I are in completely different states. Like, there was a time where it kicked them off, but, like, it still was going, so thank God I was on camera still. So at least I don't have to worry about things like that.
Yeah, exactly. And the sun is setting, and
I see.
As from Friends, when she broke up with Ross, the sun has set on our time. The sun has not set on our time. I just got to open the curtains.
Open it up.
Right there.
All right. Let me see here. Let me see if I can get a quick video just to see. What's this countdown?
Right. There we go. There we go.
Look it. There's a countdown. Hello?
Oh, okay. What was that countdown? Hi. Why did you have a countdown?
Oops. I saw that I can have one, so I thought that was pretty cool. Because here's the thing. Like, let's say,
oh.
Like, like when I do use this for a live stream, right? And the Secret Society members are waiting for me. See?
Some time.
What was that? What'd you say?
I said you bought yourself some time.
Yeah, I buy myself some time. Here's the thing. You not having this microphone, that's what's making
yes,
this.
Yes, you bought yourself some time.
Get your purple teeth out of here. It's not that you're not loud enough. It's that the way it picks it up is just different. And you keep freezing. You're frozen right now. I'm going to take a screenshot of that. Let's see. And then now it sounds like, now it sounds like there's an alien with you or something. Okay, hold on a second.
Well, you blew my cover. There is an alien with me.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. What's background do? Background?
Don't.
Are you frozen or are you messing with me? Let's see here.
Sitting here. Uh-oh, now where'd you go? You disappeared. Black matter. Whoa! There you are again. Okay.
You just wait there, okay? You hear? I just heard myself in your room.
I heard you from the other room.
What? I'm an idiot myself.
I can't understand why.
What? It keeps telling me that it has to be an MP4, and it is an MP4. I'm trying to figure out how to do the video part. That's really annoying, because I really wanted to share videos. That's the whole point. Hello?
Well, hello? Let's fly.
You're all messed up.
You're a little messed up too.
Am I?
I can hear you from the other room. And I hear your responses, and it takes like a few seconds. I'm like waiting here, but I hear you like through the wall. There's a delay.
Yeah. Let's see here.
I don't know what you want me to do about that.
I don't know either. I'm sure this is so effing boring.
I was being awkward.
I hope people are okay. We guys got to get it together. Okay, so here's the thing. We're trying our best. Here we are. Danielle, stop moving around. What are you doing? I see your teeth. Why do you keep just showing me your purple teeth? It's gross. Go brush your teeth. Why are they purple?
Purple? Because I'm drinking cranberry juice for my urinary health.
All right, that's good. You should drink cranberry juice for your urinary health. I just don't like this, what is that noise? Do you hear that?
Why don't we broadcast together? I don't get why we broadcast.
What?
I don't understand why we don't just broadcast together.
I just explained that whole thing at the very beginning why we're doing this, and you agreed.
No, I'm saying, like, at this point.
Oh, because we're trying to still figure this out. But we're trying to figure. Here's the thing. Hold on a second.
I don't want to interrupt you for you next to me, like the next room. So I'm like, wait, what?
Why don't you just get the hell out of here? What? Log back in through that link I sent you.
Oh gosh.
Wow, that is a lag. Okay, so do this.
Heard. What? You.
No. Okay, why don't you try this? Log out of here, turn your Wi-Fi off, and then call back. Okay, solo layout. Geez, just trying to figure this out, people. I'll splice it together so you don't have to see all of the craziness. And if this doesn't work, I'll just have Danielle come in here and I'll be fine. Okay. All right, so let's see how this goes. All right, so yeah, I don't even know what to talk about now. Now, here's the thing. I'm so focused on, like, trying to make this work mode that I'm so not even in podcast mode right now. But we did have a wine tasting last week. It was awesome. You guys got to check it out. Oh, you're going to see it on this episode. Duh, I'm going to add it. I'm also going to put it on my YouTube channel, too. So stay tuned for that. I'm just, like, so kind of out of it. I don't know. I got a lot going. Speaking of St. Patrick's Day, I started my period on St. Patrick's Day. So I'm, like, a couple days in, and I'm just, like, all effed up. You know that feeling you get where, like, you can't even think straight? It's just a weird feeling, like a detachment almost.
Yes, I can understand that. And I've been going through similar feelings. And on top of that, fighting an infection. So I'm kaput. So I totally get it.
Me too. And that's why I feel like right now, like, So I'm glad we did the wine tasting last week. Or on Wednesday, it hasn't even been a week ago.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to.
Well, it was
just... Uh-oh, you froze for a second. Go ahead.
Oh, well, it's really interesting because I had some important meetings that I had, and I was trying to talk, and, like, I totally coached this person. Okay, we're going to have a meeting with the supervisors, blah, blah, this and that. And I couldn't, like, I was tongue-tied. And I couldn't focus. And the last few days, I can't focus. I'm just trying and I'm just struggling. And people out there, hormones will F you up. And when you're going through health issues, they will. And I'm just like, life would let me, I would have slept all day today, and I didn't. And it was a challenge. So, cheers.
I know. That's kind of how I felt today. Is like, I just want to go to sleep, and I have a video chat to do after we're done doing this. So I'm just like, oh my goodness, like. The good thing is it's one of my, oh my goodness, you, what?
I said it's hard.
Oh.
That's what she said.
And he was like, duh. But the good news is the Secret Society member that I'm having my live stream with, my one-on-one live stream, is somebody that I talk to all the time, and it'll be easy. So even when I'm kind of just like, space Shelly, a little space cadet, it's all good. Like, the pressure's not there. I got my makeup on. I'll put a cute outfit on. It'll be fine.
I wish I had my vape pen. Because right now, you're flying.
What?
That's William Shatner. William Shatner! He was trying to do Rocket Man. He was a
You're just frozen, and every other word was coming through. So just get your ass over here. We just have to finish it on here. We tried.
Okay.
Hang up, eh?
I'm leaving right now.
I'm going to remove you from the stream. All right. So
now we're going to have to get the microphone. This is the SH show with this call. Here on the VOC Nation. We're making it work.
Making it work. Ooh, my legs are like really numb. Hi.
Hi.
Oh, my gosh.
So, I keep talking about...
Hi.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends, so for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcasts, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Hi.
Oh my gosh, that's like us recently.
That's been me, yes. Very recent. So yeah.
Yeah, dude. It's been a trying time. And today is version 1.0. And I think it's kind of entertaining to see this progress. And if I was tuning in as a viewer and a fan, I would be very intrigued by all this. And I think this is prime entertainment.
Well, for the two people,
the two people
that are watching this show, yeah. I'm sure they're highly entertained.
Exactly.
They're going to give us big time props. So it's fine. That's why I'm still here and I'm doing this for those two people. So if you stumbled upon this crappy show called Shelly Wise.
Hey there. Don't call it crappy. I don't believe in that.
No, it's not. But if you stumbled upon this and you're not one of those two people, which they know who they are, welcome and I'm sorry.
No apologies. It is what it is and we are who we are.
We are who
and we're Popeye. I am what I am.
Jesus around my neck. What is that song?
Yeah.
I got glitter on my eyes.
Sure she does.
Let's go! Yeah. Ha, 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 hard.
She is a purse vodka girl. That's very dangerous. You have to be careful. There's a lot of responsibility when you're a purse vodka girl.
She knows. She's fine with it. It is what it is. She is who she is. You know what's really been fun, Danielle?
Huh?
recently on my YouTube channel,
recently on my YouTube channel, I've been getting quite a few comments on old videos.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had some people say that they really enjoyed and are requesting more lowered expectations.
Yes! I love that. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's true.
It's true!
You want to grab that chair, or you good standing?
I'm good standing. Okay. My legs are falling.
Can you just come a little forward, then you get,
there you go.
You have to get up on me, though.
Leave me alone. Leave me alone! Stolen vehicle!
If you guys don't know about Bait Car.
Good show.
That Bait
Car.
Good show. And you know what? In the hood, there's a lot of bait cars where people will, like, get in some kind of crazy domestic dispute, or even, like, some rich people who just insist on having their engines running when they pump gas, by the way, which is really dangerous, and I don't agree with that. And somebody can just go and jack their car. So there's a whole TV show back in the day that would – talk about that kind of stuff. And there was this girl, this like little teenage girl. She said, I forget the whole circumstance behind it, but someone was stealing a vehicle. Stole a vehicle! She's like all whiny about it. But like, you know what? I'm on her side, actually.
No, the person was in the car with them.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And they were scolding the person that was their compa. And they said, we're in a stolen vehicle.
Dude, we've been in a stolen vehicle without our knowledge before.
Look, you guys. Okay, so back in the day, my cousin, he lent me his truck so that I could go to some, like, audition or something like that. And, of course, I got Danielle to go with me. And here we are driving in this truck. And I'm like, yay. I can't remember if it was a gig or an audition, one of the two. And I'm like, yay, I have my ride, whatever. Because I think at the time I must have been visiting LA because I didn't have a car on me. Because when I moved back from Kentucky, I definitely had a car. So it had to have been one of those times. And so here I am, whatever. Then, like, time goes by. My cousin gets big time busted with, like, this whole sting operation that happened, like, with him and his homies. And one of the main culprits was his homegirl, who used to always come around, and she was a security guard for a dealership. So they were running some kind of thing where, like, she was letting them take the cars from there. I don't know exactly what the details were.
Jill.
The truck I was driving was one of those stolen vehicles. And here me and Danielle are just, whatever. Oh, my gosh.
Well, the same individual. There was a time where I had to get a ride to work for some reason, and we had to drop off his little friend that spent the night.
Friend?
Yeah. And we dropped her off at the strip club, and she said, it's so dark, I don't have to shave my legs. No one will see.
And I worked for one day at that strip club. One day, one shift.
The girl's like, nah, don't gotta shave my legs.
No.
I'm good.
I've never been a stripper, but I've worked in strip clubs being a cocktail waitress or a bartender. And this was the first time I ever worked at a strip club. It was my first one. It's called Deja Vu over there in Montclair.
Deja Vu.
Hundreds of beautiful women and three ugly girls.
Yes.
The three ugly ones. And the Deja Vu over there was real shady because there's this seedy hotel that was, excuse me, motel that was right next door to it.
Oh, of course. Naturally.
So it was terrible. That shift was terrible. It was terrible. And when I went to Spearmint Rhino and worked there, that was so much of a better situation, the Deja Vu. And the thing is I didn't see any three ugly girls there. They were all... they were fine. There were homegirls, a lot of them. They looked good, whatever. They did shave their legs, the dancers, you know.
Oh, they did shave their legs.
Because that girl, the homegirl, she wasn't a dancer.
Oh.
She was a waitress. Oh. She got me the job there.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Background.
And then there's times, you know, I can relate to that, though, where in wrestling, like, so much goes on, whether you get distracted with things or you just can't find time or whatever. There's been a couple times where, like, either I didn't have time to shave or I haven't showered yet. And I never thought anyone would ever, and I think about this all the time. There's a wrestler here in SoCal, and one time she was like, yeah, there's only been a couple times I've seen stubble. One time it was this girl, you, and da-da-da. And I'm like, wait a minute, me? Why didn't you tell me then?
Yeah, and as a tanning artist, I noticed there was a girl who was more of like a fetish model. She was involved in wrestling, and she was not shaved, and I tanned her. And something you want to do when you get tanned is you want to make sure, because it just affects your tanning. And she had a lot of stubble and things like that. And my oath is I do not judge people. Some people want to be naked, whatever. If you're a man, you're not being naked. Even if you put a sock on it.
No,
nope, not
no,
happening.
No,
not
no.
happening.
She put a sock on it when she's tanning your buns. Geeks.
But she, I got it and whatever. And I was like, oh, dang, like, she's been busy.
Or maybe she doesn't care. I once knew a gal who, same thing, fetish model, extraordinaire, among other things. And I remember she had mentioned to both of us once in a conversation, oh, I'm with this guy and he doesn't even care if I don't shave and da-da-da. And I was just like, again, no judgment. I can't relate to that because when no one has seen my vag, aside from girls in a locker room, for many years, I still always kept it. Because it's more, it's not even so much the aesthetics of it all. It's more of, like, the way it feels. Like, I shave every other day, and when it's more than every other day, like, let's say a day goes by, then they don't, I'm like, dude, I'm so uncomfortable and I feel gross.
Well, we are fans of Sex and the City, and do you recall in the first movie of Sex and the City where Miranda has, as the people call it, a little bush, and she's a married woman with kids, and they call her out on it, like, hey, maybe you should do a bikini wax, and she kind of gets defensive, like, well, I'm too busy, blah, blah, blah. But it's like, it's part of self-care sometimes. Some people are into that, and that's totally different. But,
totally.
But when it comes to hygiene and you're not taking care of your hygiene, that's a whole different story.
And you know what? Some people are old school. They have bush. Like Booger said, we got bush. That's fine. Like, no judgment on the bush. I have just never been the bush type. And I remember very early on, when, honestly, it's when I saw a Playboy magazine and I saw that it was this little tiny strip. I was like, that looks better.
Yeah. I just, the strip, I'm somebody who's like, people still do that?
No, this was back in the day.
Okay.
I'm talking about like when I was
okay.
like, I said when I first saw Playboy,
okay.
I was like in high school. And that's when I realized like, oh, they take care of all that. Because before that, I didn't realize that women did that. And I was so about it because I kind of was like, ooh, why's it got to be all there?
Well,
and I know there's reasons.
Different strokes, different folks.
It's exactly. But, like, I know there's, like, a science to it in the sense of, like, oh, back in the day, that, you know, to have hair there, you can indicate da-da-da-da-da-da. But it's like, I've never been about bush. I think it's disgusting. And I'm sorry if you like it. It's not judging anyone. This is me, my preference. And so ever since I discovered, like I said, that you trim that SH.
Well, and a precursor to this is if I were to be any animal, I would be a hairless chihuahua. I have the ego of a chihuahua.
Yeah.
I have little man syndrome, and
yes.
I totally acknowledge that. But I like to be hairless. and I shave my arms. And there's a lot of women that I know that don't shave their arms, and they have black hair all on their arms. Not saying that they're not beautiful or I'm going to discriminate against them, but that's their choice.
Right.
For me, I just, being in the field that I'm in, and there's a lot of actors and bodybuilders and models that just based on the industry and everything like that, and just athleticism with sweating and hygiene, that they prefer to be hairless. So that contributes to that kind of hairless lifestyle.
I get it. And here's what's funny. Well, not funny, but I remember being in junior high, and Danielle and I come from a hairy family, and it has its pros and it has its cons. Pro is, look at her hair. Look at her eyebrows.
Well, I washed my hair, so it's still drying. But
still, like, you know what I mean? We got good hair, and we got good eyebrows, and we don't mess them up.
Oh, I've messed them up.
No, but you know, like, aside from that, like, you know, not a lot of people can grow them and everything. So that's the good part. The sucky part is the mustache, the hair on the toes.
Oh, the mustache.
The hair on the fingers.
I get sideburns.
Like, it sucks. So when I was in junior high, I remember I was so grossed out by my hair on my arms that I shaved them. And I liked the way it looked, but I can't remember why I didn't shave it again. And when it grew back, I remember I had this little boyfriend of mine, and we were holding hands. And when he turned my arm over, he goes, "You got hairy arms like a man."
Ew! Ew.
And so that trauma, I've never talked about this before, that traumatized me. And so my hair thing isn't just like my preference, but when that happened, he made me feel like, because I was so young, you know, he made me feel like, oh, wow, this is the first time talking about this. Like, I wasn't allowed to have hair there, so it made me feel very shameful and like something was wrong with me. Like, why do I have to have all that hair there then? And then I just kept with it. And then for me, being in modeling and stuff like that, like, you're right. Like, that's just, yeah, that's what you do. Like, yeah. You just are pretty hairless, especially if you're a girl, you know. So, and again, I preferred that because, again, going back to around that same age when I saw Playboy for the first time, that to me, I was, like, so drawn to the trimmed and shaved and shaped veg. It was like, that seems neater. And not like neato, but like neat. Nice and neat. Nice little neat veg. Keep it nice and clean and neat.
The female body, everything's internal. And so a lot of bacteria and things like that can really contribute to infections and stuff. But secondly, on this note, so as far as men,
Men.
So I have been in situations where I have dated athletes, wrestlers, or people that just have different feelings about certain things. There is a logistical reason why they will shave their legs, and they will shave in general. And a lot of women like their men hairy. And for me personally, I like a hairy man a lot, actually. I don't mind a hairy chest. I don't mind hairy legs. But there's been instances where I did date athletic men who required to shave. And it was kind of weird for me. Like, oh, they're shaving their legs, they have a stubble, whatever. But, like, they let their stubble go longer than we would.
Ow!
Yeah. But there's some women who would be very uncomfortable being with a man who shaves, and that's the whole thing too. What do you think about that?
I agree, and for me, being in wrestling for 17 years, it was so normal to me, like, to where when I would be with guys that weren't wrestlers, I was like, oh, yeah, like, if they lift their arm up and they had hair, it's like, oh, yeah, guys have arm hair, that's right, like, armpit hair, and that's totally normal, but in wrestling, everyone shaves their all their hair, body hair. So in that sense, I fit right in. I'm like, hell yeah, bitches. And being in wrestling also made that anxiety and that kind of trigger that dude gave me, And it made me feel like it was okay because everyone else around me was aware of their body hair and was getting rid of it too. So I felt very comfortable. And so, because, you know, there's a couple of things like that wrestling has done that for me. Like another one I've talked about before, growing up, I always had this whole anxiety about my ears because this one right here sticks out more than this one. And a lot of people say they can't tell unless I point it out or whatever. But when I totally knew for sure that that was the deal was I had a photo shoot when I was very young. I think I was like 18. And the woman wanted to put pigtails in my hair. And she was like, I so just want to put your hair back. And it was because of the ear. And then when I was a baby growing up, the whole story that my family would laugh about was my grandma used to try to tape my ear. This is the ear. Like, so it would go. So, like, you know, it's a whole thing. And I remember being junior high and I liked this guy and I was walking towards him and my hair, it got real windy. And so my hair like flowed and then I was like, oh no, my ears are showing. And right when they started showing, he went like this to me. And I was like, oh my God, I knew it. So I would be really hot at school and I would never put my hair in a ponytail. I was like, I can't because my ear is going to show my ear. And it was even a thing where like my mom would be like, oh, you could just fix it. And like, oh, are you going to get your ear? When I got my boobs, now are you going to get your ear fixed? But at that point, I didn't care because in wrestling, in order for me to literally focus, I had to put my hair up. Because my hair was so long and thick, and it was like this when I first started, that if I didn't, I couldn't see. Sometimes I would choke on my own hair. And because I was just starting wrestling, I'm telling you, people kept yelling. I was really nervous. And so I'd have moments of feeling very claustrophobic, like when my hair would be all like whatever. So I was just like, whatever. And so I started to, like, just put my hair up, and, like, no one said anything. And then I would just keep putting my hair up, and no one said anything. And before I knew it, when I wasn't at training, I felt I could put my hair up, and no one. So, see, there's two things that wrestling helped me out with. My thing with hair, having man arms, I guess, man hands. I had man arms. And then the ear thing.
Well, I wish that we had the capability to put a music video, long, beautiful hair.
We do.
Hair.
If it was an MP4, but my video was. Anyways, all right, well, I'm going to splice all this together. Hopefully it'll be a decent episode.
Yeah.
But up next, what we're going to have is our Wine Wednesday tasting from last week. And what I'm going to do is... I guess we'll watch it so then we could say something and then sign off.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, we'll be right back. My knee cracked right now. So, again, Wine Wednesday last week and the week before, you guys saw that we have been featuring the vampire wines.
Mm-hmm.
We have three left. We have this Cabernet, we have a sparkling rosé, and we have a Merlot, or to some, Merlot. And shout out to everyone over here in the chat room, Shelly TV.
Yeah.
Everyone, I feel this is so cool. It's like when we've been doing the Wine Wednesdays on VOC Nation, we still have the microphone here, but we have it hooked up to where, like, we're broadcasting, but no one's seeing us. So this is kind of cool that they're seeing how
we do things.
The double time.
Yeah. The multitasking that we do.
I do not compute. Double time. Okay, so Danielle, it's Danielle's choice this week. Which one do you want?
Rosé all day.
Rosé,
I'm always going to choose rosé. That's always.
So if you didn't see our other videos, not only is this vampire wine, but they come with these cute little, or you could get them with the little capes. You can buy them, but I think the reason why they had them on, I don't know if they were bought separately in my order or because it was a gift,
mm-hmm.
or if it came with it. But I kind of remember that they had to where if you got the three reds, you got a little cape or something. I don't remember.
Some kind of promotion.
Go check them out online. Vampire Wines. Okay. So
here we go.
It's so cute. It has like a personality. It says, I feel like I should be doing it like this. There we go.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Why?
It's just so cute.
Oh, I thought you meant like something bad.
No. Nothing bad.
Good.
It's St. Patrick's Day. We're having a good time.
Oh, it's St. Patrick's Day, you say. Where's me gold?
All he wants is me gold.
I know, dude.
And why don't they give him the gold? We just started watching a few Leprechaun movies, and all he wants is his golden treasure. Why are people getting so greedy?
It's the coin.
The coin.
Because they're assholes.
Why can't they just give it to him? They're willing to put their family and their own lives in jeopardy. Greed. Oh.
No way.
Do you need, like, I think there's a little, no?
No.
Oh, no. Oh, no. It's going to shoot off.
Don't say that. I'm scared.
I can, do you need help? Woo! There we go.
Ay, ay, ay. You know why? This is why. Okay. So, for most of you that know, that are watching, and that are here at the Beagle, you know Danielle and I love champagne. And something that we've gotten many, 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 many times is those big-ass Cook wines, because, or champagnes, because they are usually like anywhere from $9.99 to $11.99, and it's like a big-ass Cook.
Very good deal.
So it would last. So, it, like, especially when we were so broke, it really worked out for us, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what it is with those big-ass bottles of Cook's wine, but sometimes, I keep calling it wine, champagne, but like I would say 60 to 65% of the time,
yeah,
it's really hard to get the cork off.
Like really hard. Like, and even people that we are hanging out with, at a party with, whatever, they're like, oh my gosh, and they try to stick a knife.
It's like, a whole thing. It's like, whole, it's like almost a party.
To like prop it open.
And it's like a, it becomes like almost like a game. Like, who can get it? Who can get it? Who can get it out?
Yeah.
So there's been times where, quite a few times, when I was trying to get it off, one time it felt like it exploded in my hand. And my hand hurt so bad. And then there's been quite a few times where it shot off and zoomed.
Like somewhere off.
Like not at, okay, when you look back, it's funny, but when it's happening, it's like, oh my God, where is it going to go? It's going to shoot your eye out.
I know, it's kind of scary.
That's why I'm all traumatized. For the longest time, I used to always be about popping bottles. I was always, and then when these Cook's things happened, that's when I like got all traumatized. And so either I have someone else do it or I get an oven mitt.
Yeah.
I'm scared. And I hate that. Give me your glass.
Well, when I was a barista.
Damn it!
And I used to be a bartender at a French wine restaurant. We would have to open the bottles of champagne with a little cloth, a little dishcloth, because if it popped up in the cloth, and then, okay, that's fine. It's just safety precautions.
And that's why I use the mitt.
Yeah. Well,
maybe people that judge me for the mitt, instead of that, they should have bought me a present of that little cloth. You know? All right. So this is the rosé. Let's see. I've never had it, so this will be interesting. I'm really hoping that I like it.
Yes.
All right.
Hmm.
All right. Smells all right so far, so mm-hmm. That's good. I still am traumatized from that blue champagne we had.
Well, and then there's another rosé that we need to talk about. A sparkling rosé. Because for me, if I was to be an alcoholic beverage, I think I would be a rosé champagne.
Mm.
And I'd be extra dry.
Yeah.
And so I love a nice sparkling rosé that is just really tasty. I love just normal rosés. Don't get me wrong, but that little extra bubble makes me very happy.
What's that one? It's like with a G. It looks like rosé. It starts with a G.
Grenache?
I don't know.
I remember at Trader Joe's, they used to have a great, or I mean, they still do. We just used to live by a Trader Joe's a time or two, so it was easier to get to. But they had, that's where I learned a lot about different wines, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know.
So what do you think?
What I really think is I feel like over here at the Beagle, this is how I really look, and I'm fine with that. But I feel I look weird over here.
Oh, okay, so it has nothing to do with the wine.
No. So this is what my, you know, they say first impressions are everything.
Oh, okay.
My first impression of this is I really like this. I like the dryness of it because I am a girl that I'll go extra dry with my champagne. I like that. Something that some rosés have, because I love rosé all day as well, but something that some rosés, they have this certain taste to it, and I've noticed that you're okay with it because you don't seem bothered by it, and like me, it's kind of like, almost like we've talked about before where it's like, oh, maybe I don't like this, oh, maybe I do, and then you realize, oh, no, I don't. Like, that's happened to me quite a few times with the rosé, and that sucked because I think it's so pretty. It's so pretty and positive, and it just wants you to have a good time. So I'm grateful it doesn't have whatever. I'm trying to discover what these different tastes are that I don't like. Like when we went out to eat like a week or so ago, I said, would you describe this as like a buttery? So maybe that's what it is. I don't like a buttery taste.
Well, I think it's a certain grape. And
no, for sure. But it's like the way it tastes. Like that's the best way to explain to people, especially if their job is to pour you some wine and they want to know what you like. It's like they know what they're talking about. So if you tell them, oh, I don't like this, they're like, oh, okay, I know that, da-da-da, you know. Versus the average person like us, even though we love it, we don't sit down and have conversations and go, well, this grape, da-da-da.
Well, we recently had a run-in with a really unfortunate situation, and it was a rosé bubbly situation. And I'll grab the bottle, and you'll see how pretty it is and how tragic this situation was.
Dude. Spoiler alert. I was so sad that this rosé didn't work out. And this rosé did have a taste that, whether it's rosé or just like a white wine or champagne in general, has that like weird taste. I don't know what that grape is or how they do it or what, but I don't like it.
It's a cava, and I have been gifted on one of my birthdays a cava that was supposed to be very expensive, and I made sure to not even open this bottle of champagne, mind you, not wine, champagne, for a while.
Real champagne.
Yeah, and it had this like whole fancy case, and it was like a big deal, and when we popped it open and drank it, we're like, ooh, like, oh my gosh, and it was also a cava, so.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. So, I'm going to read to you guys an article that is Champagne versus Prosecco.
Prosecco.
This is cava.
Mr. Boyfriend.
So, with wines in general, especially French wines or whatever, a lot of times you'll see something like Côtes de Provence, Côtes de Rhône, all these kind of things. That is an indicator of the region where it was grown. So some regions are like flatlands that are like high moisture. They're, you know, it changes the taste of the grapes and just a bunch of different factors. So as far as this article says, each of these wines are allowed to be dubbed Champagne, Prosecco, or Cava if they are made in the specific area which that name is associated with. Champagne, from the French region of Champagne, is by far the most specific and protective of its rule, with legal ramifications in place for anybody attempting to call a wine not made from this region Champagne.
Oh.
So that's why we liked our Gelson's, because it's sparkling wine. It's It's not champagne. It's so you have to be careful because some things will say champagne, and that's from Champagne France. Or otherwise, you have sparkling wine. And I'm okay with sparkling wine.
But I'm okay with, I've had champagne, though, and I liked it.
So Cava refers to wine produced in regions in Spain, in particular, Catalonia. And the winemaking method is a little bit different. So the traditional method for Cava, or Champenois, for making champagne, involves creating a still wine and then bottling it with yeast and sugar, which will form bubbles when left to ferment. This can be a fairly costly method as it involves additional ingredients and the further time spent producing the fermenting of the wine. So that's why. Prosecco, on the other hand, uses a technique known as the tank method or the charmant method, which is often seen as being far simpler and cheaper than the traditional method of making bubbles. Rather than adding extra flavors and ingredients to the wine, still wine will be left to ferment with a pressured tank. So it's interesting. That's why it's probably more expensive, the cava, because it has more, you know. So champagne needs the longest time for aging, with a minimum of 15 months required to gain the best flavors and aromas. Cava needs less time, but should be aged for at least 9 months. The shorter aging time for cava typically means that it will be less expensive than champagne, as both of these wines typically have had yeast added to them. It needs to be left to age so that extra flavor can develop properly. Prosecco, which has not had any additional ingredients added, does not have a minimal aging needed and will taste best the sooner you drink it.
Gotcha.
So, you know, it just all in the process. So
does that mean, okay, so I got that champagne or that cava. I got it at a place called Total Wine, which is a really awesome place. That's the first time I ever went there before. And there was one that was like a brut. So do you think it's still going to have that taste and I shouldn't bother with it then? If it's still
I feel like if you're not into cava, and I want to learn more about it, about the grapes, because you also have, and I share the same taste, where I don't like a really harsh Chardonnay.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm going to have a Chardonnay, it has to be very smooth and dry and kind of have this sense of minerality. And if you're a wine drinker, you can understand what that means.
Totally.
That mineral, like, you know, we drink a lot of sparkling water, so we get, like, that little, ooh.
I like that.
But isn't that, like, is there any better way you can describe it? Like,
no.
Yeah, like this mineral, like, kind of extra something that lifts something. And for Chardonnay and Cava, there's not that lift. It's just, like, more of a, like, this kind of feeling. And I can appreciate that kind of full bodiness in like a nice Pinot Noir, even any kind of red wine. I can appreciate a full body. Sometimes it's too much when it's smoky.
Yeah.
But as far as a white wine or a Chardonnay or a Cava, it's like this bite that I don't like. And it's like, and it just turns my stomach. And we actually, for me, I can just, okay, not my favorite, I'll still drink it. I literally poured this bottle down the drain, and that is like, that says a lot when that kind of thing happens. So I think maybe it has something to do with the grapes.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Well, how many clinks do you give this? And actually, it's called Dracula. So maybe they name it differently when it's the rosé.
Well, what I like about this, it's not like a typical rosé that's when I go to a restaurant, and it's very smooth, very floral. This has this little bit of bite due to the Dracula, like, yeah.
No, I'm talking about the cat.
I know, me too. Okay.
All right.
Inside joke. But there is this bite to it that makes it different. And if I were to be drinking a champagne that has rosé in it, it would be a little bit smoother. This has something else going on. And I like it. I really like it, and I
so
appreciate it.
How many clinks?
I would say, how many clinks out of clinks do I get?
There's five.
Just because I don't want to discriminate, but this is very complex, and I say 4.5.
Wow.
I appreciate the personality and the different levels that this provides. Thank you. That was good. What about you?
So,
it's bold.
The bold and the beautiful, bitch. So, here's the thing. This is going to be my factor. How much alcohol percentage is in it? That's always a factor for me. Okay, 11.5.
That's good for a rosé.
It is, but...
And champagne.
But I've seen tighter.
Yeah, and you probably had smoother.
But here's the thing. I would give it 4.5 clinks, or 4.5, as you eloquently put it, if the alcohol content was at least 13%.
Wow, that's asking a lot.
That is. But if this had 13, no, okay, 12.5.
Mm-hmm.
If it was 12.5%, I would give it, I'd give it 5 clinks. I think it tastes really nice. It almost makes me feel like it's like soda-esque, like soda.
Mm-hmm. And here's the thing with the cava conversation we had. There is those different accents of intensity that you do get with the cava. But this has a smoothness, and this isn't some kind of just blend or something that you just serve to somebody who is not a wine drinker. I think this is very sophisticated, and I really appreciate it.
I think that, I don't know, like, the way the bubbles are hitting me in my palate and in my nose, it's like, that's what I'm seeing. That reminds me of, like, soda, but it doesn't taste like soda. It doesn't taste sweet or anything like that. I'm not a fan of sweet, so it's really good. It makes me not even feel it's a rosé. It just makes me feel like I'm having a really awesome drink. I like it.
Yay!
I like it.
Well, it's great because we struck out on the last one and had the pretty bottle. And even though I try to show you guys the bottle, it's actually pink and sparkly. And I don't think you guys were able to see that. But it's like...
Oh. I know.
And I would love to keep this bottle and put flowers in it and stuff like that. But it's going to be a sham. It's going to be a rouge.
Yeah.
It's not real.
There's other bottles. All right, well, over here on the Wine Wednesday video, we'll be back next week. We got two more left. We got the Merlot. And we got the Cab. So we'll see what happens next week. Make sure to subscribe if you would like to see that video so you don't miss it. And until next time, I'm Shelly from Cali. She's Danny California. And we'll be clinking you later.
Oh, adios. <yeah, I> see.
You guys, so here's the thing. Look at Minnie. We forgot to even showcase her little outfit. Look at this.
Oh, my gosh.
I had to turn the camera back on. Look.
She's beautiful.
Oh, she's a little babe. And she just wants you guys to know that.
She wants you guys to say, have a safe and happy St. Patrick's Day. Even though when you see this, it's already past.
It's okay.
Booze. Welcome back. You're listening or watching Shelly Live here on VOC Nation. I hope you guys enjoyed that. Valentine's Day. St. Patrick's Day. You know why? Because Minnie. She just makes me feel the feeling of Valentine's Day.
Aww.
When she has that little dress on. Oh.
Well, and the St. Patty's Day, too, because where's me cold? And Minnie, she's mean mugging constantly.
Oh, all I want is me gold. Where's me gold? You know what? On St. Patrick's Day, after we did the Wine Wednesday, I had some dinner, and that's when I was watching the end of Leprechaun, and then Leprechaun 2 started.
Oh, great.
And I was like, oh, no, because it was so late, and I was like, oh, and the Metal Jesus was like, you know, if you don't want to watch it, I was like, it's not that, it's that we're going to start it, and it's going to make me stay up because I'm going to want to watch it, and I did, and I didn't finish it. But it was, and like, I know the two main characters, the guy and the girl, were getting on my nerves so much.
Oh.
Like, oh, here we go. But, so we got to watch it.
Yes, I'm all about it.
All right. Well, I hope you guys had a fun time. We'll be back next week trying this format out. We'll see what happens.
Live and learn.
We're the queens of trying. Yes. So you got to give us that. Until then, I'm Shelly from Cali. She's Dani in California, and we'll be smelling you later. Adios.
Toodles.
This is Lance Storm, and if I can be serious for a minute, you're listening to VOC Nation worldwide.
VOC Nation is one of the longest-running wrestling podcast networks, having started way back in 2010. VOC Nation provides daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with their hosts and guests via phone calls, emails, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts also include former backstage interviewer from both AWA and WWE, Ken Resnick, former WCW performer The Maestro, former Impact performer Wes Crisco, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributor Brady Hicks, and former Philadelphia radio personality Bruce Works. VOC Nation's two most popular shows are Wrestling with History, featuring Ken Resnick and Bruce Works, streaming live on Wednesday nights at 9:30 p.m. Eastern, and In the Room, featuring Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks and WCW alum The Maestro. Both shows take callers live during the show, and recent guests have included General Adnan, Tito Santana, Haku, Earl Hebner, Danger Sandy Davis, Jimmy Hart, Ricky Steamboat, Brodus Clay, and so many more. Archive-free content includes past interviews with huge names like Hulk Hogan, Jesse Ventura, Kurt Angle, Sting, Mick Foley, Joey Styles, Howard Finkel, and so many more. Listen live at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all the podcasts by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. And be sure to follow these guys on Twitter at VOC Nation.
This is your amiga, Shelly from Cali, to let you know you can catch me here on VOC Nation for Shelly Live. You never know what the hell I'm going to be talking about. Sometimes I have guests. Sometimes I let you on in the cheese mess, spill a little tea. Sometimes I cry. You have to tune in to find out why. And I also take your calls. I love chatting with you guys and seeing what the hell you guys are thinking. So meet me here on the VOC Nation. Be there or be square.
Rock and Roll Union for the past 2 years has been the place for rock and roll, new rock and roll, debuting rock and roll, and some of the old classics as well. We have welcomed guests from around the world, national artists and more. We have excited many people by our live events. We've welcomed everybody into the fold, and we continue to do so on a weekly basis. Guys, that is Rock and Roll Union, and that is what we do for you.
Saturdays, 6 p.m. Eastern, VOCNation.com. Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro, talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out. VOCNation.com. WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.